Walk around Tollesbury Wick Nature Reserve. Andrew Millam takes us for a walk around the Essex Wildlife Trust Nature Reserve of Tollesbury Wick, the land of plough and sail. This article is courtesy of Essex Life. In that vale between winter and spring, there is always that one day that stands out like no other. Nobody can deny that the prevailing mood is one of regrowth, regreening, and renewed hope. It's as if the season has changed overnight. It was one such day in April when I set out with my dog Indy for Tollesbury, a place I had only ever visited before by boat. Parking in the free Woodruff Green car park on the road down to the marina, folks were fixing up their boats, members of Tollesbury Sailing Club were prepping ribs, and the weatherboarded sail lofts rose high above. All signs that sailing is a way of life in these parts. The loft tea room looked particularly nice, but was closed on this day. Rounding the bend, the bright red of the Tollesbury lightship called Trinity is blinding against the rusty brown of the marshes, which curl left and right into a tessellating brain-like structure. It is a landmark that can be seen for miles around. Duck boards extend into the marshland, to where the forgotten decaying ribs of less fortunate craft poke out of the silt and resemble oyster shells. Turning left, we entered Tollesbury Wick Nature Reserve, owned by Essex Wildlife Trust and consisting of 600 acres of coastal grazing marsh, seawalls and saltings. Algae covered the marshes with a layer of slick green-like weather coppered, and flocks of geese flew overhead in regimental V formations, as if rallying for some distant waterfowl battle. Wave upon wave caught sun rays, like a purse of gold coins in Woodruff Creek, as we walked along the grassy seawall, whilst the square concrete sea defences along Tollesbury Sound were broken and scattered like giant blocks of dairy milk. Skylarks shot straight up from the tufty grasslands and hung in the air like dust spots, producing a complex volley of calls before returning to their private nest and allowing one of their peers to rise and continue their complex song. In the far distance, Bradwell Power Station is clearly silhouetted across the Blackwater estuary and, less clearly, the shape of the Chapel of St. Peter on the Wall can be determined. Looking northeast, the iconic row of pastel-coloured beach huts on Mersey Island casts a hazy, sun-altered line of pinks and blues across the horizon. At Shingle Head, we reached a Second World War pillbox, where the water opens out to unlock the full panoramic spectacle of the Essex coast. Eventually, we found a small shelly beach and looked on to the Ross Revenge in the estuary, the home of Radio Caroline, and I listened to the radio station on my phone for a few minutes. All around were brown and white Ronald's A sheep, which are well suited to rough grazing on the marshes, a sign that the marshes are managed traditionally. By the time we had circled back into Tollesbury, the dog-friendly Tollesbury Cafe looked all too inviting, and we recharged our batteries with some well-deserved tea and cake. Before leaving, we of course had to see the lightship up close, and en route met a gleaming white dog who looked like a mirror image of my all-black dog. It's like a negative photo, her owner joked. After an expensive restoration, the Tollesbury Lightship, which retired from service in 1988, is now an activity centre with an inspiring team who mentor young people and provide unforgettable experiences, especially on the water. And, what's more, she still floats on every tide.